Hello everyone. Today we had a very in-depth conversation during one of the conversations live, and the topic of encouragement came up quite soon. The topic of encouragement is quite fascinating. The statement that came up during our conversation was around the concept of the encouragement to keep going. And of course, relating that to the state of well-being or lack thereof in most people on the planet at the moment, and the impacts of and ramifications of the isolation that people have been drenched in for a significant enough linear time to feel detrimental side effects to it. So the concept of the encouragement to keep going is really quite relevant. You could, for example, begin the exploration of this concept by looking at what makes it easy for you to keep going, and conversely, what makes it hard for you to keep going. You could take a blank piece of paper and you could write out on one side things that make it easy for me to keep going. And on the other side, things that make it hard for me to keep going. And begin exploring the dynamics of the reality in your world and how it influences this thing called encouragement. Do you need more encouragement? Are there too many things on the side of what makes it hard for you to keep going? Or do you find the opposite, that you're in a very light space at the moment, or perhaps for a very long time, and you are holding a space that doesn't require a lot of encouragement, that there are many things in your world that make it easy for you to keep going. Then I ask you the following question. What does it mean to keep going? Where are we going? And why do we have to keep going there? This ties in quite tightly with the concept of seeking, and the lack of being in the state of seeking. What does it mean to keep going? Before you go any further, I suggest you consider writing out the answer to that question for yourself. And yes, writing it out is important. Writing it out helps you bypass certain degrees of the mind automatically by allowing consciousness to flow through you, to flow through your hand, to flow through your pen, your pencil, your crayon. Who's judging? But recommending that you write this out is really an important hint. What does it mean to keep going for you? And then one step further. What does life look like when it's lived by a person who needs encouragement to keep going? Is it a fulfilling life? Is the nature of that life to live fully, to live with courage, to explore one's unknown? Or is the existence of the person who needs encouragement to keep going quite a different tale? Observe yourself, for example. Are you living fully? Are you satisfied with the rate and nature of the way you live fully? Do you ever find yourself in need or in search of encouragement to keep going? If you can catch a moment when you do find yourself seeking encouragement to keep going, can you pause time long enough, paradox there, to observe or even witness, exit out of the judgment of the observer and into the into the, sorry, neutrality of the witness in order for you to be able to see, capital S, through the eyes of spirit, what happened to trigger you into the need or search for encouragement to keep going? Is the life of someone living in alignment with their reason for being here a life in which that being seeks encouragement? Here's an example. And please know that there are no right or wrong answers to any of these questions, but they are questions that prompt you to take a deeper look at the reflection of you in the mirror, which is why they're being posed. But let's say that you're here very much ahead of your time, in the name of service, to assist humanity at a very critical point in its potential to evolve into higher states of being in what can appear to be a physical reality. And let's say that because of the nature of the work that you are here to do in service, and because you are here ahead of your time, it can be slightly challenging for others to understand you all of the time. You are presenting topics, for example, that are very new to them, that are very unexplored by them, and yet you invite them to take a brave look, drawing on that courage they very often know not they have within, to explore concepts that, if examined, would elevate their potential to increase frequency in every moment, thereby holding space for a higher reality to surface in their world. And let's say that you are generally stable and generally steady in holding a high base camp and actioning in order to create that formation of the new that you are here to bring forth. But let's say that every now and then you kind of feel like you get kicked in the gut. No one seems to understand you. No one's giving you any positive encouragement. No one is giving you any feedback that shows that they value or even acknowledge there may somewhere in your offer be value. What do you do then? Do you find yourself in those moments of, let's say, discouragement or lack of external validation, seeking some form of acknowledgement that, yeah, you are seen, yes, you are heard, even by one teeny tiny being in a sea of beings on this planet? If you find the desire or the want or even the need to find that external validation, know that there is a part of you that is being triggered to dig even deeper, to stand in your own power, to stand in your own sovereignty, knowing, capital K, truth, capital T, embodying truth, standing in your courage to embody truth in a time where you are ahead of your time. It's okay if you come across days where you seek encouragement to keep going, but know that those days are very much opportunities for you to explore any frequencies of scarcity within you that divert your focused attention from standing fully in your power. And the choice then, one in a greater degree of awareness now that you've heard these words, is whether you choose to divert your attention from standing steady and stable in your power. And if you do, take a look. Consider taking a look at what it was that triggered you to waver. Encouragement to to keep going. Ask yourself, does spirit need encouragement?